What is our response? That is a theme I want to explore today. A widow has no secure position at the time of Elijah and Jesus. She has no man to care for and provide for her. So the restoration of her son to the widow provides her with solace as well as security for the years ahead. God not only shows compassion, He provides the resources. Even more so, he does that for a woman who is the least in her society, and so gives her the potential of wholeness. The woman, in turn, acknowledges Elijah as a man of God, for she sees in him the nature of God reflected: compassion, power, and the provision of life. In Luke, we read another moving story, like that of the widow of Elijah. The widow and Elijah. Another widow has lost a son, and thus her security and future. Jesus takes the initiative in raising the boy and, as in the case of Elijah, restores wholeness of the boy to the boy, his mother, and to their family. Jesus stops the mourning procession from taking its predicted path. He reverses the tragedy. The mourning, the despair. God's power gives life and hope. He does so when there is nothing seen possible except pain and hopelessness. Here too, the boy is returned to the mother. There is reassurance, not only for the present, but also for the future. The two mothers are assured that they don't have to depend on the public for their upkeeping, because their husbands are no more. Their sons are touched by God's power in Jesus. Not only them, but those around them. Remember, they were going to the cemetery. So they have got a family. And Jesus knew that they were all looking at him. And he did it. He touched the coffin. He got out of his comfort zone. In Luke, an entire community has witnessed a dramatic reversal of potential tragedy. They were all sad, gloomy, long faces, and crying. Then all of a sudden, everything changed. There was awe, amazement. The word terrified in the Bible, as we read it, is a translation, a crude translation. A terror. But in actual fact, it was amazement that here is a boy who is dead and now he's alive. See. God gave value to the situation. He gave value to God. The boy of what has been done. Now, what sort of thing do we give value to in our lives? What sort of thing do we give value to in our communities? How does our community show this? A truly iconic picture of the 20th century was taken during the riot in Beijing in 1989. I don't know how many of us remember it. Tanks were sent in to clear protesters in Tiananmen Square. As the square emptied, a lone figure is shown standing in front of the rolling metal monsters. So too, Jesus faces the apparently inexorable movement of death in the shape of a funeral procession. But in doing so, he makes himself vulnerable to death. The lone man standing in front of those tanks had nothing except death in front of him. He can think of nothing. And he didn't care if he died. Which part of the crowd are we in? Those who accept and expect nothing other than the triumph of death? Those who accept the status quo? Oh, it's going to happen anyway. I won't make any difference. Don't we say it all the time? What difference does it make? Or do we belong to those who make themselves vulnerable to death by comforting, by helping those who are caught up in grief? Do we go out of our way to offer coffee and water to a stranger? Or do we say, oh yes, they are coming to get the benefit of our National Health Service, our schools. In last week's gospel reading, the centurion asked for healing of his servant. This time, Jesus didn't wait. He doesn't wait to be asked. He was moved and he volunteered. How often do we wait to be asked? How often are we afraid of ourselves, of even being asked? What will I do if she asks me? Jesus restored the boy to health, and so saved the future of a widow. The widow would have been dependent on the mercy of the community for her survival. With her son restored to life, she too has her place in the order of things. She too can look up to others. Doesn't have to bring her head down when people are talking, but she can help hold her head high. In both the Old Testament and the New Testament readings, those directly affected are widows whose status are very low. Jesus breaks tradition to touch unclean funeral coffin in order to bring life. Elijah was actually annoyed because he questioned God. Why did he do that after all the widow had done for him? God answered his wish, and the boy was restored to life. Each time somebody was there, the question is, are we there? Or we make ourselves inconspicuous, not to be seen, hiding behind a pillar, or hiding behind one another? Oh, let him go first. Now, how can we break the cycle of isolation? The isolation of people who are out there now. Who are lonely, where all they need is just someone to talk to. Do we often hide behind, oh, I'm in a hurry, I haven't got a minute, oh, maybe tomorrow I will. And tomorrow comes to tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow. Our communities are asking the question today, when are we going to break out of our comfort zone? The world is asking us the questions today. What is our response?